and this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The death of the world's longest reigning monarch, Thailand's King Bhumibol Adunyadet, at the age of 88, is a stunning blow for the kingdom of 67 million people, most of whom know no other sovereign. Reporter Ron Corbin tells us the king was very popular among his people, especially in rural areas.
What he did over a long period of time was to travel throughout the country and to villages and to meeting people, promoting development projects and programs. He was known as one who was with a science degree. He was very close to the people, especially in the early years of his reign.
The 70th anniversary of Bhumibol's accession was celebrated in Thailand on June the 9th. His son and heir apparent, the country's crown prince, has said he wants to mourn the loss of his father before ascending to the throne. The king had been in poor health for a long time, primarily spending his last years at a Bangkok hospital. Nigerian officials say 21 of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 girls from a secondary school in Borno State town of Chibok. Dozens escaped, 219 remained captive. U.S. military says it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by the Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. Wednesday was the 16th anniversary of a terrorist attack in Yemen that killed 17 American sailors on the USS Cole. This is VOA News. United Nations says its special envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has been invited to join U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, for talks on Syria and Lausanne, Switzerland. Lisa Schlein has more from the UN in Geneva.
Staffan de Mistura's deputy, Ramzi Ezzeldin Ramzi, confirms the special envoy for Syria will participate in the Kerry-Lavrov discussions. He is unwilling to speculate on the likely outcome of the meeting, but he acknowledges that it has been a bad week since Washington suspended talks with Russia on eastern Aleppo. He says the situation in rebel-held eastern Aleppo remains critical and the violence has to be reduced. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turning to U.S. politics, campaigning for Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, First Lady Michelle Obama spoke about remarks regarding women by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump made on a video 11 years ago and released last week.
This was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter. This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly about sexually predatory behavior and actually bragging about kissing and groping women, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV.
Trump was forceful in defending himself against allegations made by some women who have accused him of inappropriate behavior.
They've slandered and libeled me with false accusations, but we will not let these lies distract us from our campaign. And it's a campaign of truth. It really is. In an earlier speech today, I addressed the fact that I was falsely accused. And I think possibly some of you have seen it or watched it. It's a disgraceful thing.
Trump says he has substantial evidence to dispute their claims that he made public at an appropriate time, he says. Political web Real Clear Politics says that Clinton has a 6-point national lead over Trump with the election less than a month away. American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan has won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature, the first songwriter to receive the award. 75-year-old musician launched his career in 1959 by performing in coffee houses in the Midwestern state of Minnesota. Samsung Electronics today said the discontinuation of its Galaxy Note 7 mobile phone could cost the company about $3 billion.
That's the latest world news from VOA.